Once upon a time in Northampton. In a rambling colonial house in a little elusive town by the sea on Long Island's northern and easternmost tip, a silver-haired witch named Joanna Beauchamp lived with her two daughters, Ingrid and Freya. Blonde and brainy, 30-something Ingrid was the local librarian, while barely out of her teens, Freya was the wildest bartender who had ever mixed drinks at the North Inn's bar. The women lived quiet, solitary lives, suppressing their natural talents in adherence to the restriction of magical powers. The law was handed down from the White Council after the Salem witch trials effectively ended the practice of magic in Midworld after Freya and Ingrid were hanged in 1692. Immortals, the girls returned to life, scarred by the experience and wary of the mortal world. And small-town life continued apace for centuries until the day Freya won the heart of the very handsome and very wealthy philanthropist Bran Gardner, whose family owned the Fairhaven estate on eponymous Gardner's Island. Helpless against the force of her desire, Freya celebrated her engagement by having a torrid affair with Bran's younger brother, Killian, he of the dark, smoldering good looks and devil-may-care attitude. Following Freya's lead of throwing caution to the wind, the witches soon unleashed their full powers. Joanna, whose specialty was recovery and renewal, brought the dead to life. Ingrid, a healer who could tap into people's lifelines and see the future, began to dole out her spells and charms to any patron with a trying domestic problem, and even gave the mayor's wife a powerful fidelity knot. Freya, who specialized in matters of the heart, served up heady potions, and every night at the North Inn became a wild, hedonistic romp. It was all a bit of harmless, innocent, enchanted fun, until a girl went missing. Several residents began to suffer from a rash of inexplicable illnesses, and a dark menace was found growing in the waters off the Atlantic, poisoning the wildlife. When the mayor turned up dead, the finger-pointing began, and for a moment, it felt like the Salem witch trials all over again. But these were no ordinary witches, and Fairhaven was no ordinary mansion. Rushing to untangle the mystery, Ingrid discovered archaic Norse symbols in a blueprint of Fairhaven Manor, but just as she was close to cracking the code, the document disappeared. Freya discovered she was caught in a centuries-old love triangle with Bran and Killian that harked back to the days of Asgard itself, when she was pursued by her true love Baldur, the god of joy, and his brother Loki, the god of mischief. Soon, Norman Beauchamp, Joanna's long-lost ex-husband, was back in the picture, and everyone was trying to save not just their little town, but all the 9 known worlds of the universe from Ragnarok, the doom of the gods. Because once upon a time in Asgard, the Beaufrir Bridge connected the kingdom of the divine to Midgard, the mortal world. One fateful day, the bridge was destroyed, and the mighty strength of all the gods' powers along with it. The culprits of this heinous act were said to be Freyr of the Vanir and his friend Loki of the Aesir. 2 daring young gods whose childish prank wrought terrible consequences. Accused of trying to take the bridge's power for themselves, Loki was banished to the frozen depths for 5,000 years, while Freyr, the god of sun and harvests, was consigned to limbo for an indefinite period, as his crime had been the greater one. It was Freyr's trident that had sent the bridge to the abyss. With the bridge destroyed, the gods were separated. The Vanir, or as they are known today, the Beauchamp family, gods and goddesses of hearth and earth, were trapped in Midgard, sentenced to live their lives in Midworld as witches and warlocks, while the Aesir, the warrior gods of sky and light, mighty Odin and his wife Frigg, remained in Asgard, but both of their sons were lost to them for thousands of years. Their sons were Baldur and Loki, Branford and Killian Gardner. It appeared Loki had poisoned Yggdrasil, the tree of life, and unleashed the doom of the gods, so Freya banished him from their world.